life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome back, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
What was that?
I'm excited.
There was no enthusiasm in your voice.
I'm so excited.
Okay, thank you. That's way better. Welcome back. It's day 628. What does that feel like to you?
I was just, oh man, it's like 370 something days left. I don't like that.
Crazy.
We were talking about last time where like looking at it from the other end makes it so much worse. Like thinking, oh, day 600, whatever. But thinking about like that's 370 days left. Like that's dumb. I don't like that.
In another sense, three semesters left.
Oh, that is even worse. People keep saying that to me and I hate it. It's like, this is like the first end of the year. Because it's like the year I graduate is the 2023-2024 school year.
Right.
So this is like a part of that, and I don't like that at all.
In a sense, I love that people remind us that way because I think it's a good reminder to live in the present and not just fly by.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the past, not 2 weeks this time. It's been like a month since we spoke.
It's been more than a month, you know?
Yeah. So what was finals like? We talked about it, but how did it go?
Yeah, it was intense. Like, it was definitely a lot of work. I remember being exhausted even just going into it. And then really it was just like, you know, we have normal classes Monday. And then it really was just get up in the morning, go to a final, take my final, and then go somewhere and study all day.
The whole time.
Like, I go study, get dinner, go back to studying, go to bed, wake up, take a final, and then all that. So, yeah, I had my microcontroller's final was on Tuesday, if I can remember all of them, but that one went really well. That one was open note and stuff, so I felt good about it, and that's like my favorite class I've taken.
An open note final?
Yeah, open note, open book, open canvas. Wow. The only thing you can't do is like look stuff up on the internet. But,
sure.
That one went really well. And then I had, Wednesday I had, oh my goodness, New Testament. That one went really well. I ended that class with a 94.55. You need a 94.5 to keep an A. I was 500th there. I made it.
That is
it was a W.
Incredible.
And then Thursday I had electronics, and that one went well too. I did really that was what I was worried about because some of his exams could be pretty hard. And like he'd kind of throw things at you that you didn't expect that weren't like it wasn't necessarily something we weren't taught, but it just wasn't like exactly what we did to practice. So if you weren't like thinking through like what was going on, it'd be easy to like get tripped up, especially in an exam circumstance. But there wasn't as many questions like that. It was a lot more easy and like straightforward. So I felt really good about it. I did really well. And then Friday I had algorithms and linear systems, and that was probably like my most stressful day because I was the most worried about algorithms because that class is just really hard. So Thursday I spent like all day studying. Like it was like we finished the electronics exam early in the morning. And then studied up until dinner, had like a quick dinner, went back to the library, studied, went back to my room.
Oh my
studied
word.
Until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Holy
and then I had my algorithms exam at 8 a.m. and then immediately had the linear systems exam at 10 or 10:30, whatever
back
the next.
To back?
Yeah. So it was intense.
How did you do all that?
I was exhausted, but I did well. Both of those I did well on again. They were hard, like a lot of work, and they like definitely, especially the algorithms one. It was definitely like I'm glad I studied, but it was still one of those moments where like there was a lot of stuff on there that I couldn't have expected, and like really couldn't have studied great for. But I still did well. Kept my good grades in those classes. So it ended up being a really good like finals week. Just a ton of work, really exhausting. But yeah.
Do you like the feeling when it's all done and you've put in a lot of work, so it's like an accomplishment?
Yeah, it felt like once I walked out of linear, I feel like even with finals where like I don't feel super great about it, even if I was like, that could have gone better. Sometimes it's just that moment of being like, but it's done, you know?
Yeah.
And like that, like I just felt, I remember leaving, like walking out of linear systems and feeling like the weight of like the stress of finals lift off of me, but then immediately feeling the weight of like my physical exhaustion come right back on. So like, I remember walking out and just being like a sigh of relief and then just like feeling like pressure to like crumble to the ground just because I'm so tired. But it felt great just to be done with all those classes and stuff.
For sure, I agree. But thankfully, you had break to be able to crumble to the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was break like? How did that go?
It was super fun. So Friday, I stayed then on campus because me and my friends always do, I think I talked about this, we always do like a stale food party, quote unquote. It's really just to get rid of food so it doesn't become stale party.
That is so funny.
It's so much fun. We hung out. We watched AFV and played like Catchphrase, like super fun. Always a good time. And it's just a good way to like kind of like round up the semester. You get to see everybody and like hang out. A bunch of our friends were still like doing homework though. Like two of our friends were doing stuff until midnight.
What day was this?
This was Friday, like the end of like their Jeez. All the finals are over and they were still doing stuff. I think some of it was like they had some late assignments that they just hadn't gotten in yet. They wanted to do, and then a lot of it was like most of their finals are either big projects or big papers. So they were still doing stuff. I had a friend who was still doing stuff like Saturday morning and afternoon because she was like, I'm just going to finish it and send it into my professors and hope that they will take it and help my grade out. But I felt so bad for her. It was just like, I was like so glad to be done on Friday. And then we were all hanging out and they're like in the party rooms and in MITRE like doing homework the whole time.
That's
and
so
I
sad.
Yeah, I felt bad for them. But it was super fun. It's always a fun way just to kind of finish the semester, see everybody, hang out. But then I took my roommate to the airport early Saturday morning because he lives in Prague. So he was flying back there. And then I came back to school and then picked up my girlfriend and then we went to Kentucky together. So that was Saturday. Got there like Saturday, like mid-afternoon.
Does she live there?
No, she lives in Illinois. She was just coming back with me for a few days.
Cool.
So she got to spend some time with me and my family, which was really cool. A lot of fun. Just like it was really nice getting to see my family in the first place. And then a lot of fun getting to hang out with her like and my family. And just like learn more about like where I'm at with that relationship and stuff, just because I think it's important to kind of see how they fit in with your family. And then I could get like input from my parents, all good stuff, like super great time. But that was like the beginning of my break, was really just spend time with her and spend time with my family. And then she went back Tuesday afternoon. So I drove her back to Cedarville and then she drove from here to Illinois and then I drove back home. But that was super fun. And then the rest of like that first week was really just Christmas stuff. So like getting ready for like getting all my shopping done and then getting ready for like seeing family and stuff and my parents get ready. And then that weekend was just like, you know, Christmas. We had Saturday. I had my Christmas Eve service in my church, which I love going to. I just think it's a really good way to like recenter yourself on like the point of Christmas and see you're really just like you're going in and they're focusing on like this is about Jesus. And like that's the point. And I love doing that and just being able to like really remind myself of what I'm actually celebrating. And this year, Christmas was on a Sunday. So then,
right.
Yeah, so then we got to go to church again, Christmas morning, which was super cool for the same reason, where it's like, not just on Christmas Eve, but I'm again being reminded of like, on Christmas Day, of like what this is about. And our church did like a pretty quick, like small like service just because there weren't gonna be a ton of people there. So we did a lot of singing and then my dad got up and gave like a 5-minute devotional instead of like a big sermon. And then we were out by, you know, 30-40 minutes of sure. Service. So, but that was really cool. And then I got to go visit my grandma. She's in a nursing home like near our church. And I don't get to see her super often.
Same day.
So yeah, same day on Christmas. So that was nice getting to like see her. And then we went back, open presents, and then got to see family that evening, open presents with like my grandparents because they live 5-10 minutes from us. So that was, yeah, good Christmas, a lot of fun. And the rest of break was really like spending time with my family. And then the big thing was like trying to work. And so while I was here for the last semester, the Domino's I work at went through some management changes. So the old manager retired. And like, honestly, there was like some sort of drama. I heard some things with it from Domino, from like other workers, but it was like a weird circumstance. Cause the guy was like in his mid to late 40s. So it wasn't like really retiring age.
Right.
So I heard some things about it. It was a little weird, but I really liked the guy and he was really helpful at getting me hours. Like I'd come home and he would give me like 40 plus hours a week. But so they did management changing. And so then I texted the new manager and asked her if I could work there. And she said, yeah, it'd be fine. But then she just wasn't giving me hours. Like I planned on working even that first week when I was there. And she said, I just don't have any hours to throw around because of holidays and stuff. And I was like, that's fine. And I'd also like told her I couldn't start until after my girlfriend was gone. So really, and then I couldn't work, you know, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Sure.
So really I had like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that I could possibly work. So I was like, that's understandable. But then the next week she gave me like 6 or 7 hours. And I usually try to work 40. So it was
and
like
that's not what you communicated.
Yeah, that's not. I said I want as many hours as you can give me. And then on one hand, it's like she has to give it. She has like full timers that are always there. So I understood it to an extent, but it was frustrating too. Where I was like, but before with the other manager, like he could keep his full timers and give me this many hours. So it was a lot of stress immediately because I was like, I need to make money. Like I need to have money for school because I don't work too much when I'm here. But like it was one of those things where in the moment I was really stressing. But it was just really cool to see how God provided, because immediately, like, I got my schedule, was worried about it, reached out to a couple people at our store, and some guy was really gracious and gave me, like, one of his closing shifts on a Monday. The new manager reached out to me about another store needing some hours, so I was able to pick up a decent amount there. But it still was, like, I went from having 8 to, like, 20-something, which is a lot better, but still not, like, you know, 30 to 40 as I would normally want. But then that Monday, I made more money than I've ever made working there by almost $100, like from tips. Yeah, just from tips.
Oh my word.
I broke my old record by almost $100, which is insane for a Monday, because my old record was on like a weekend day, which is when we're way busier.
Sure.
So that was like immediately just kind of God saying like, I've got you, like don't stress. And then that week I worked a couple extra days where she just needed people because they were crazy busy. So I made more money that way. And then that Sunday, I broke my old record again. Not my new record, but I broke the old record again working at the other store. And then the next week, she gave me little to no hours again, but then was able to talk to the people at the other store I was working at. And they gave me a couple hours and just again, like made way more money than I normally would.
That's incredible.
So it was like, it was just one of those things where like, God was just like, I've got you. Like, you don't need to stress about this. Like, I'm going to provide, and I just have different plans for you. And so it was really a blessing in disguise, because then I was able to spend more time with my family. Like normally I would be working, you know, 40 hours. I wouldn't be home as much.
Sure.
So I was really just to be able to just sit down and really hang out with my brothers and really like focus on like investing in them and investing in my parents, which was really good because I probably won't be home for an extended amount of time until next winter break.
So God knew that you needed that.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was really cool just to see like God immediately providing in that way. And like my immediate reaction whenever I was worried about it was just to go to prayer. One awesome thing about like just doing that is whenever you pray for things like that, you can really see like God's response, and it helps you be aware of the fact that like God is providing that. Because I mean like to some extent God would provide no matter what, but the fact that I was praying and asking him for it makes me aware of like God is the one that is doing this, you know? So that was just really cool, a really cool experience just to see how God provides whenever I wasn't expecting it.
That's such a cool story, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so glad break was beneficial for you. What is the one thing you're looking forward to this semester?
Yeah, that's a hard question, just one. I'm really excited about like relationships and like getting to spend time with people here. I think there's just a lot of really cool things going on. Like I've been really investing just in like my friend group here and like really getting to know them like over these past few years. And I'm just excited to continue those relationships. Me and a few friends are going on a mission trip with Global Outreach to London. So I'm super excited about getting to like...
When'd you sign up for that?
I signed up for that in last semester in like October-ish. I think I remember saying something on the podcast.
Okay.
But just been praying about that a lot. And I'm super excited to like really get to experience that and like grow my relationship with God through that and like get to spread the word. But then also like really get to like invest in my relationship with the few friends I have going on that trip too, and like the way that'll change our dynamic. So yeah, and I'm excited to like continue to pursue my relationship with my girlfriend and see where that goes. Like that's, yeah, just all exciting stuff. It's gonna be really, I think it's gonna be a really good semester, like possibly my best one yet. So
I'm excited. Well, and watching you talk about this and knowing your story arc, from last semester, you look really good.
Yeah.
Like your physicality, your expressions, your emotions, they all seem like very joyful. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited to be along on this ride with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Anyway, we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.